ओम शांति। 9th of March 2019 Saturday। Blessing। May you forget the old world with spiritual intoxication and have a right to the sovereignty of the world by having self-sovereignty. Those who claim a right to the Father's inheritance at the confluence age are the ones who have a right to self-sovereignty and a right to the kingdom of the world. Today you have self-sovereignty and tomorrow you will have the kingdom of the world. It's a matter of today and tomorrow. You souls who have such a right, stay in spiritual intoxication, and that intoxication easily enables you to forget the old world. Those who have a right are never dependent on any object, person or sanskars. They don't have to make effort to live limited things, for those things automatically leave them. So, those who are self-sovereign now, Swarajya Adhikari, automatically they will claim the sovereignty or the kingdom of the world. They will become Vishwarajya Adhikari. Automatically, the world sovereignty will come to them. Today you have self-sovereignty and tomorrow you will have kingdom of the world. It's a matter of today and tomorrow. You souls who have such a right, stay in spiritual intoxication. Stay in Ruhani, Nasha, spiritual intoxication. And that intoxication easily enables you to forget the old world. And those who have such a right are never dependent on any object, things, persons, sanskars. They don't have to make efforts to leave the world. But all the limited things of the world automatically leave them. So, Baba is talking about spiritual intoxication. The more one is intoxicated, the easier it is to forget the objects, the things, the sanskars of this old world. So how to increase the spiritual intoxication? Each one of us is intoxicated with something or other, or rather, the whole world is intoxicated with something or other. In the world, somebody is intoxicated with persons, somebody with job, position, post, money, wealth, worldly happiness, worldly conveniences, or some drugs. So everybody lives in the stage of some intoxication. But there are only few souls who have this spiritual intoxication or godly divine intoxication. And what intoxications we have? That at present, when we become self-sovereign, Swarajya Adhikari, we become world sovereignty. We claim world sovereignty in future. So how do we increase spiritual intoxication? How do we increase this intoxication? Yes. What should we do so that the intoxication should increase? There are five methods of increasing intoxication. Firstly, increase the dose. If you are drinking this much wine, it's not going to make you intoxicated. Increase the dose. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, sleep early and get up at 1 or 2 and remember Baba. And where he asked us to go? On the terrace. Go on the terrace and remember, Baba, you need not to write anything. Don't waste paper in writing. Don't waste paper in writing. Do the lovers and beloved Ashik Mashuk in the world, do they keep on writing? Here Ranja, they don't write. They remember each other. So you also remember Baba. And Baba gave the example of priests. Christian priests. They go in silence and solitude. And they remember the Father. Though they do not know the Father, but they remember the Father. So in the similar manner, get up at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. Because when you are here in Madhuban, what you can gain in 7 days, you do not gain in the world in 12 months. So try to get everything. Compensate. Here, kasar. So compensate. So what you gain here in 7 days in Madhuban, you do not gain in the world for in 12 months also. That's why Baba said, sleep early, get up early in the morning, remember Baba, go to the terrace, talk with him. So, you have to increase the dose of Gyan, dose of Yoga, dose of Seva, dose of all Dharanas. Without increasing the dose, one cannot get intoxicated. If you are drinking this much every day, half glass, and you say, I am not getting intoxication, what is it? Intoxicated means you should start faltering, the drunkard should fall down. Then only he is intoxicated. Otherwise, who will believe that you are intoxicated? People should see his staggering gait. People should feel, yes, he is the one. Who is drunkard, is absolutely incoherent. It appears from his face, his eyes are red, he is talking irrelevant, he is having staggering gait, and he falls, again gets up. So from his behavior, you get to know that this person is definitely under the influence of alcohol. So this is spiritual intoxication. So here also, the first method is to increase the dose. Without increasing the dose of GYDS, you cannot be intoxicated. You have to increase the dose of Gyan. Go in silence and solitude and churn this knowledge. Churn. Try to understand. Each and every word, what he says, what he speaks. Because the ordinary words have got extraordinary meanings. In yesterday's Murli, there was one word, Amar Lok. By Golden Age is called Amar Lok, the land of immortality. Is it that deities don't die? So it's a topic to churn. Whenever you get a single word anywhere in Murli, hold that. Think of it. Churn over it. Try to understand it. And this is the way you remain intoxicated. So increase the dose. Increase the dose means drink more. Drink more quantity. It also means read more. Second, to increase the spiritual intoxication is to increase the frequency. You drank in the morning. It's not. The alcoholic should keep on drinking throughout the day. Every half hourly, 2 hourly, 4 hourly, or at least twice a day, and full he should drink. then only he will remain intoxicated. Drinking only small amount, only once a day, how will that make a person intoxicated? He has to increase the frequency of drinking. So drink on multiple occasions. He actually finds occasions to drink. So increase the frequency means, what about GYDS? Increase the number of times you read. Increase the number of times you do yoga. Increase the variety of services that you do. You should not get stuck in doing only one type of service. But explore services, explore other departments, explore different ways and means of doing service. So that will bring more creativity. So increase the frequency means you have to keep on revising multiple times. It's not that by one reading you understand it. First reading is the first simple reading. I'm not talking of listening. Listening is a different part. It's about reading. One is listening, one is reading, one is churning. So listening is okay. Reading Murli, how many times one should read? Practically, don't tell 20 times and all that. 3 times, it's too much. Still, how many times we read? Once hardly, or many times never. Many times we are satisfied with, we have listened in the morning, that's it. Because we have focused on this fourth subject too much. The fourth subject hijacks the first, second and third, first and second subject. It's very powerful and very attractive. So, at least two times. That should be a routine, that you read once in the morning and once in the evening or at night or in the afternoon. So that what you read in the afternoon, morning, and what is left out, you can focus in the afternoon or evening. So at least 2 readings should be there. And even to take out 2 readings is a big thing out of that hectic schedule. Reading twice, listening once, and churning whole day. Churning is easy sometimes, because you take up any one thing from it and keep on thinking about it. It's quite easy. So increasing the frequency. What about yoga? Increasing the frequency of yoga. Amrit Vela and evening yoga. These 2 things should be there in Brahmin life. But we see that many people miss evening yoga because they are busy in their services. But just as you give importance to Amrit Vela, in the similar manner, even evening yoga is very important. So increasing the frequency of yoga means, it's not that just to sit in a particular pose, posture or a particular place. You can do it anywhere. Is to re-establish the link, the broken link with Baba. So increase the frequency. Third method of increasing intoxication. The person is drinking a lot, person is drinking number of times, but he is not getting intoxicated. Now what?
Excel.
Action. So third thing is, you should drink neat solution, undiluted. We are diluting it with water and ice and all those things. It should be concentrated. The more concentrated it is, the more intoxicated you are. So you are reading Murli also, but diluting with so many, putting many things into it. So don't dilute it with your own manmat or parmat. It should be as undiluted, unadulterated, uncontaminated, unalloyed as possible. So drink as much as possible as neat solution. When that glass is there, don't try to put anything in that. Some diluents or something, solvents or anything. It should be neat. Though it's very risky to drink that. But then if you want to get intoxicated, you have to go for neat. Neat solution. And then, don't drink other things along with it. They will drink wine, along with that they will drink soft drinks, limca and all those things. They are not mixing, but separate. One is not to mix anything, it should be neat. Another thing is, along with that, they are also reading, spending a lot of time in reading newspaper also. Murli also they are reading, but are reading many of the negative news from the newspapers or from group discussions about politics and the worldly affairs, and going too much into the expansion of all those things. So how can they get intoxicated? You have very much intoxication while listening Murli, but then again you have a lot of intoxication in listening to television. You have also a lot of intoxication in listening to worldly affairs, worldly news, worldly business, worldly sports, worldly politics, worldly cine world, and all those things. So, don't. You can have two things. You cannot serve two masters. You can serve only one master. And the fifth, as you said, gathering. You should drink in groups. You should have other drunkards with you. Who are very hardcore drunkards. You should have a group of such people who enjoy drinking. Who can do cheers like that. And that time you feel like to drink more. So you should have a group of similar minded drunkards. Who believe that life is dull and drab without drinks. And who are all unhappy in the world, and they come together to forget their sorrows. And they are great friends. So you should have a lot of... You should make friendship with drunkards. You should regularly visit bars. Or even if sometimes wine is not available, you should have other sources to get it. Procure it from somewhere or the other. You cannot say that it is not available. You should have such friends who can give you, who can lend you, you can borrow from them, even if you don't have money. It doesn't mean that you don't have money, you will not drink. Does it happen? Somehow they make arrangements for drinking, because they have to complete their quota of drinking. So you cannot give reasons that I don't have money or all those things. Somehow they find out ways and means. They make friendships with such people, they will, from whom they can borrow. Or they make friendship with the owner of the shop. Or one should have a lot of money. So here also, you should have what? Spiritual drunkards. Spiritual drunkards. So you must search spiritual drunkards who will infuse their intoxication into your spirits. Who will pump you with that spiritual intoxication. So these are the five things which are needed. For what? To get spiritually intoxicated. And when one gets intoxicated, it should be visible from the surface. Outside person should say, what has happened? Why are you so happy? And one of the ways of intoxication is, as Baba said, the golden age, the new world which is about to come. There won't be any heat, any cold there. There would be autumn, spring all the time. This is one thing Baba said in today's Sakar Murli. You should get intoxicated with this new world which is about to come. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. So, in Shantivan they have made a very beautiful they have reenacted the picture of golden age. Everybody must have seen. No? In Shantivan, in the Mela, in the big fair, in front of conference hall. So they have all the models of heaven, and that Pushpak Viman also is made there, and everything they have done. And the deity is dancing, everything which is there in the golden age, they converted into a model sort of thing. So, seeing such things, one gets intoxicated. So, this new world itself induces intoxication. Getting father itself is an intoxication. All the achievements, attainments of confluence age is a thing for intoxication. To be in the Madhuban is an intoxication. So Baba says this intoxication helps you to what? Forget the whole world. And you are never dependent on any object, person or sanskar. This is another beautiful thing. To get rid of all dependencies. To get rid of all the dependencies. We are dependent on so many things. On persons, on objects, on things, on paraphernalia of science, on facilities of science. They don't have to make effort to live limited things, for these things automatically leave them. So, just get spiritually intoxicated. If in spite of all the five things, one is not getting intoxicated, that means? So why? One is doing everything. One has increased the dose. One has increased the frequency. Taking only neat solution, not trying to mix anything with it. And always in the company of spiritually intoxicated people. But yet one is not getting intoxicated. Alcoholic is not getting intoxicated. Why? Alcoholic is drinking more, multiple times, needs solution, not mixing anything, always in the group of his friends. Still he is not getting intoxicated. Yes. So, but that we said, increase the dose. What creativity? Same wine. You have to drink different wine every day. Okay. Wine, beer, rum, whiskey and all that. Bottle. So, great new bottles. New places. Go to new places. Here, you see in Mount Abu, they keep on coming, no? And they keep on drinking at different places. So, change the place. Don't go to the same restaurant or bar every day. Change the place. Baba said, go to terrace in today's Sakar Murli. That's a beautiful place. Go to those places where you do not see any human being. To go to those places, just as those priests, Christian priests, they tell the rosary. They go to the places where nobody sees them. So go to those places where nobody sees you. Go in solitude, go in silence. Get up early in the morning. Timing, change the timing, change the place, and change the company. Probably you are immune to the same company. Now go to some highly intoxicated people. These drunkards are, they are not very much intoxicated. You seek new drunkards now. Hunt for the new drunkards. So, in spite of doing everything, first do this, and in spite of doing that, then try to change place, or probably the wine is never contaminated. But as Baba said, every day Baba gives you new points. So you should have new wine every day. It's not that old wine will not intoxicate you. Today is Murli. Every day new things should come. So new points for churning. So then one gets intoxicated. Om Shanti.